We're back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now in our studios, we have a couple of folks from Northfield Shares. We have Executive Director Carrie Carroll. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us this morning.
And we also have Lori Cadet. Is it Cadet? I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. Lori's from the library.
I'm from the library, and I'm also on the Northfield Shares Inspiring Volunteer Committee.
All right. It's Volunteer Week. So we're going to talk volunteers today. Carrie, why don't you start us off by just telling us, well, first of all, a little bit about Northfield Shares, if people are unfamiliar with that. Give us the thumbnail sketch.
Absolutely. Northfield Shares is our community foundation, and we were founded as a merger between Northfield Area Foundation and Fifth Bridge back in 2014. And just hold with me on the Fifth Bridge, because I'm going to come back to that a little bit. But we're really an organization to, we're kind of threefold. We're about advancing philanthropy, matching people's interests and passions with dollars, essentially, to support those efforts in town and raising all boats. We're also about celebrating volunteerism, thus we're here today, and then just working together in collaborative leadership and just really raising up all things Northfield. I mean, we all know that Northfield's an amazing community, so we just want to make an effort to work together and continue to refine that and be better for the next generation.
All right. So you mentioned Fifth Bridge, and that kind of brings us to National Volunteer Week, which is this week.
It is. When Northfield celebrated our sesquicentennial back several years ago, there's an organization founded called Fifth Bridge, and it was so named because it was the Fifth Bridge. We have four physical bridges in town, and this was very appropriate and very symbolic of the bridge of people that come into our town, that work in our town, and bridge what needs to be done with getting it done. Thus, we have volunteerism. So when we merged with Northfield Area Foundation and Fifth Bridge became Northfield Shares, we adapted that volunteer component. And so that's been always a big effort around our work every year. And so April is really fun because we get to really celebrate, call out, recognize so many people in town. Unfortunately, the newspaper can't print every single volunteer's photo, but hopefully you've been following along a little bit in the newspaper, online, our website. We've been highlighting several volunteers. So,
all right, let's move things over to Lori.
Yeah.
Now you're in charge of the volunteers. What is your role again?
Well, I'm just part of a committee that we really want to lift up volunteerism. So especially now, like you said, in April, we really focus on National Volunteer Week. And so we have created, and not only are there stories in the Northfield News and on the Northfield Shares website and on social media, but we created these found posters that are sort of a take on a wanted poster. So they're found outstanding volunteers, and they're in shops downtown, and there's a little QR code that will take you to all of the stories about the volunteers that we're highlighting this year. There's also, well, when I get back to the library today, there'll be an interactive display at the library where people can stop by and fill out a post-it and say how they're volunteering in the community too. So then we'll continually post that on social media.
All right. I like that. I love the found. I guess that's a poster. It's not wanted, but it's found. And you've got Carrie on there. You were found. You were found volunteering somewhere.
I was
busted.
So.
the opportunities that are available to people. You have pretty much something for anyone if they would like to volunteer here in town. Tell us about that.
We do. We are Northfield Shares actually hosts a technology called the Volunteer Hub, where we can be the centerpiece that maybe those of you that are listeners during the COVID pandemic, we had a lot of opportunities just how to help remotely, making masks and whatnot. That I call it electric matchmaking. It's volunteer matchmaking. It's organizations who have opportunities, and individuals, families, groups can go find opportunities and see what matches their schedule or their interest. The more the merrier, because I think that's really what generates the energy and people can find some fun stuff to do. I know just ironically, we had a couple weeks ago, we had looking for a volunteer banjo player. So there, you never know what you will find on the hub. But, you know, just to Lori's point, National Volunteer Week, it's an opportunity to get involved, maybe recommit yourself now that we're coming out of the pandemic, maybe start volunteering. There's some great opportunities in town. We've just posted a plethora of opportunities around Earth Day coming up this weekend, so definitely be checking that out. You can just go to northfieldshares.org and go to the volunteer site and the hub is there.
It is, and there really is just such a wide variety. Whatever interest or skill set you might have, you can, Northfield Chairs can match people up.
We can match. So, and we personally, we just provide the software to do that. So the organization whose opportunity it is will be actually the one plugging it in the system. And so you'll be hearing from those folks. So if the library has an opportunity, you might hear from Lori or somebody in her staff as a follow-up.
All right. Mm-hmm. The library, let's talk about that. Do you have quite a few volunteers there?
We do. We have lots of volunteers. Uh-huh. We have volunteers who do home delivery. We have volunteers who, when it's a little nicer than this, work in our gardens and help keep those looking great. Volunteers in the building. And then we also, when we have our big signature events, we need lots of volunteers. And right now on the hub, I have a couple. I'll put a plug in. So June 4th from 12 to 4, we have Pride in the Park. And we'll be looking for volunteers for that. And the information is on the hub. You can also call the library. We also have Hispanic Heritage Celebration. Jeff, you probably remember we were here to see you last fall.
Yes.
That's September 17th this year, and we need lots of volunteers to make that happen. And I know there is a Love Our City event that's not a library event, but a city event that's happening May 21st. Information also on the hub, so if folks are interested in ways they can get involved for like a one-day event, that's a great opportunity for folks.
You know, speaking of not the library, but books, I dropped off some books at the Hospital Auxiliary the other day.
Yes.
Boy, they need they have a lot of volunteers. They need some volunteers. There is a mountain of books. It's going to be a great book fair this year. Yeah, looking forward to that. Have to pick up a few. What else do we need to know about Northfield Shares or National Volunteer Week?
I just want to say one thing. I'm going to call out on Lori and the volunteer committee. They talk about volunteers. They have been absolutely fantastic supporting me as we're looking for a new staff member to come along and join me at Northfield Shares. But this committee, with this a lot coming up right in April and a lot happening in the first quarter, two quarters of the year, Lori and the committee have been phenomenal. I mean, they basically have owned this whole celebration and recognition. So props to my volunteers that I get to work with on a regular basis. So Lori, thank you and your committee.
Thank you, Carrie. And I was going to say, as a member of Northfield Chair's Inspiring Volunteer Committee, I just enjoy being a part of the community that lifts up and celebrates volunteerism. So if anybody's looking for a volunteer opportunity, our committee's looking for more folks. And also there are other committees at Northfield Chair's that could always be having some new folks join.
Yeah, there's a lot of volunteer opportunities available, no doubt about it. Well, it's National Volunteer Week. Folks, get out there and do some volunteering. Whatever you like to do, you can do it and have fun, meet new people. It's and do a wonderful thing for the community. Ladies, thank you so much for
coming in today.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll
Happy
Monday. We'll have you back whenever you want to come back.
Sounds great. You're always welcome
here.
Thank you.
All right. That is Carrie Carroll, the Executive Director of Northfield Shares, and one of the volunteers, Lori Cadetta, joining her today on 95.1 The One.